God is always near, even in difficulties, problems, and in the darkness of life. He listens, responds, and saves us in his own way. But we must be able to recognize his presence and accept his ways. This was Pope Benedict XVI's lesson this Wednesday, as he introduced Psalm number 3, also known as the Psalm of David, as the subject of his 7th general audience dedicated to the Christian School of Prayer. To the joy of 20,000 visitors and pilgrims to the Vatican, the Pope returned to St. Peter's Square for his weekly catechesis for the first time since the July break and the August sessions held in the cooler courtyard of his summer residence in the Roman Hills. A gentle breeze brought some relief to those gathered in a humid stone square beneath a hot midday sun, but even the unusually warm September weather failed to dampen their enthusiastic welcome to Pope Benedict as he toured the square in his Popemobile.
Dear brothers and sisters, we return today to our series of catechesis on prayer with a consideration of Psalm 3, in which the psalmist cries out to God to rescue him from the enemies who surround him. Traditionally, the psalm is attributed to King David as he flees from the armies of his rebellious son Absalom. Assailed on every side by foes who seek his life, the psalmist calls on the name of the Lord, filled with faith in the presence and the power of God, who alone can save him from the evils that threaten him.
Earlier in his comments in Italian, the Pope developed on the importance of remaining firm in our faith in the Lord, even in the midst of desperation. He said the enemy's aggression of the psalmist is not only physical, but touches on the spiritual dimension. It is the very temptation to which the believer is subjected, the temptation to lose faith in the nearness of God. This temptation, he said, is the last attack of the enemy, and one we must resist. Only then will we find God and find life.
And yet we know that God truly hears the prayers of those who call upon him in faith. He answers from his holy mountain. The unseen God responds with great power, and he becomes our shield and our glory. Even so, Jesus appears to be abandoned by the Father as he dies on Calvary, yet for the eyes of faith it is the crowning moment of salvation, the triumph of the cross, the hour of our Saviour's glorification.
Pope Benedict concluded his lesson with a prayer. May the Lord give us faith, come to the aid of our weakness, and make us able to pray and believe in every distress, in the sorrowful nights of doubt and during the long days of pain, abandoning ourselves to him with confidence, he who is our shield and our glory.
I am pleased to welcome the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present to this audience, including the groups from Britain and Ireland, Denmark and the United States of America. I extend a special greeting to the missionaries and servants of the Holy Spirit who have come from Indonesia and to the Ursuline sisters. Commending all of you to the intercession of St. Peter and Paul, I invoke God's blessings upon you. Thank you.
I'm Emer McCarthy.